This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The government today decided to include caste enumeration as part of the next census. The Cabinet Committee on Political Affairs, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has taken a decision in this regard. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav informed about the cabinet decision at a media briefing today.
Under the leadership of our Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji, Cabinet Committee of Political Affairs has decided today that caste enumeration should be included in the forthcoming census. This demonstrates that a government is committed to the values and interests of a society and country.
Taking on opposition Congress, Mr. Vaishnav said the move demonstrates that the Narendra Modi government is committed to the values and interests of the society and country, like in the past when it had introduced 10% reservation for the economically weaker sections without causing stress in any section of the society.
कांग्रेस और इंडी गठबंधन के दलों ने जाति जनगणना के विषय को केवल अपने राजनीतिक लाभ के लिए उपयोग किया हालांकि कई राज्यों ने सर्वे के माध्यम से जातियों की जनगणना की है जहां कुछ राज्यों ने यह काम सुचारू रूप से संपन्न किया है वहीं कुछ अन्य राज्यों ने राजनीतिक दृष्टि से और गैर पारदर्शी ढंग से सर्वे किया है इन सभी स्थितियों को ध्यान में रखते हुए कि हमारा सामाजिक ताना बाना राजनीति के दबाव में न आए जातियों की गणना एक सर्वे के स्थान पर मूल जनगणना में ही सम्मिलित होनी चाहिए
The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved a new highway from Shillong to Silchar at a cost of 22,864 crore rupees. The CCEA also approved fair and remunerative price of sugarcane for sugar season 2025-26 at 355 rupees per quintal for the farmers. Mr. Vaishnav added that the decision will benefit 5 crore sugarcane farmers. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has described the decision to include caste enumeration in the upcoming census as a message of strong commitment towards social equality and rights of every section. Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that the caste census will be conducted with complete transparency. BJP National President JP Nadda has said the decision is extremely important for bringing the economically, socially and educationally backward caste into the mainstream and restoring the dignity to the people who have been deprived of their rights for a long time. Reacting to the decision, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said the announcement of caste census is a right step which the Congress party has been demanding from day one. Prime Minister Narendra Modi earlier today chaired a meeting of the 46th edition of Pragati, an ICT-based multimodal platform for proactive governance and timely implementation involving the centre and state governments. During the meeting, 8 significant projects were reviewed, including 3 road projects, 2 projects each of railways and port, shipping and waterways. The combined cost of these projects spread across different states and UTs is around 90,000 crore rupees. Mr. Modi directed that all ministries and departments should ensure that the identification of beneficiaries is done strictly through biometrics-based Aadhaar authentication or verification. A massive fire broke out at Dilli Haat in the INA area of the national capital in the late evening today. According to Delhi Fire Services, 13 fire tenders have been sent to the spot and fire brigade teams are in action to douse the fire. No casualties have been reported so far. The department received a call about the fire at 8:55 p.m. The Director General of Military Operations, DGMO, of the Indian Army has spoken to Pakistan DGMO and warned against any unprovoked violations by the Pakistan Army along the line of control. According to defense sources, the two DGMOs talked through the established military hotline yesterday. The Indian official flagged the matter of unprovoked ceasefire violations by Pakistan. In IPL T20 cricket, chasing a target of 191 runs set by host Chennai Super Kings, Punjab Kings were 170 for 3 in 17 overs at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium when reports last came in. Earlier put into bat, Chennai Super Kings were all out for 190 in 19.2 overs. Punjab Kings had won the toss and elected to bowl first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.